In this week's episode, we've got a very special guest, the one and only drunk aunt of YouTube, Mamrie Hart. We discuss her new best-selling book, her shrine to Jonathan Taylor Thomas, we discover our Juggalo names, and we find out whether or not she would fuck Miss Frizzle. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Okay, so before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at NatureBox. They love the podcast as much as you guys do, and they provide tasty and guilt-free snacks right to your door. They ship them right to you. You don't have to go shopping or anything. They got over 100 flavors to choose from, and if you use naturebox.com/besties, you're gonna get a free trial. So go to naturebox.com/besties, and you're welcome in advance. Corey, it's 11:11 right now.
My clock says 11:12, you idiot.
That's why I was trying to get this going. What was your 11:11 wish?
I wished that you would disappear and a special guest would appear.
Well, you're getting half of it because guess who's here today, everyone? The one and only Mamrie Sharks.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I am crazy feeling right now, but I'm excited to be here. I also just love seeing how firmly Corey grasps his mic stand.
Well, not all I grasp firmly.
Oh my god.
Grasps.
Sometimes I can braid hair too.
Oh my god. Let's set the scene.
Okay.
Mamrie has just arrived with a braid on her right side. It's going down. It's draping over a luscious baby blue North Carolina.
Oh, you're just going to go baby blue with it?
Well, not the subtle
underbelly of a sparrow? A bluebird?
Good call.
We call this Carolina blue, but I'm enjoying this color story.
Tar Heel blue?
Well, check out what's underneath that.
Wait. Is that sleeveless by chance?
No, it's
because we saw something just like that.
We just flew from Vancouver and they had that exact shirt in a sleeveless.
I looked at it in a sleeveless.
Okay, well, let's describe
it. It's
a camo t-shirt under a North Carolina underbelly of a baby blue sparrow hoodie.
Yes.
Now you have traipsed into this studio like a queen.
Yes.
With bags
that I am.
For days. Where are you coming from?
Oh, I literally thought you were
under
calling
my,
her out.
How dare you? I put on a concealer before I walked through that door.
Suitcases.
Yes. I'm rolling in with my luggage.
Where have you been?
I've been on book tour for 2 weeks.
No, I'm asking in life, where have you been?
Oh, we're going back.
Yeah.
Oprah and this thing? Harpo?
No, you've been on tour, but where have you been in your life? Tell me the places.
What is happening?
Ignore him. Stick to my question.
Last night I was in North Carolina. That's why I'm wearing this, because I had no clean clothes.
So you're a fair weather fan. You'll only wear that when you are in and out of North Carolina.
No, I bought this at the airport because I was chilly.
Oh, at the airport?
At the airport.
Where you shoot hoops?
No.
And wear your Air Jordan?
Where I have a variety of different food options.
Oh my God. The airport.
Wait. Oh my God.
The food court in air.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
You just changed my life.
At
a
the
new
airport.
Word for an airport, food court?
We'll work on it. Anyway, I was in Raleigh last night and I have no clean clothes. So I walked to find a shirt and the only place near me was a hunting supply store.
I
got the camo look. And I'm still wearing it.
You know what? It's weird that you would lie to us because Lord knows you have a whole closet full of camo.
I'm not saying I wasn't stoked. It was a hunting supply store. Are you kidding me?
Isn't stoking what you do to a fire?
That's poking.
When you're wearing camo? Oh.
Do you stoke? Yes, you do stoke a fire.
I don't think you do.
I don't think you have to wear camo to build a fire, though.
Well,
that was a stretch,
if you
my
want to
friend.
Blend, if you want to appear as if the fire is appearing out of nowhere because you're in camo head to toe, nobody even sees you. The tire just appears. The fire.
What if you're an arsonist?
Anyway.
Speaking of things that are a stretch. Is your denim stretch?
Guys, I'm excited about it. My current look isn't good, but this is the first time I am going out of my skinny jean back into a flare.
I have called this. I'm done with skinny.
I'm over it.
Husky is not where the direction I want to go.
Mm.
I wish they would rename it.
Musky.
Wait, husky. That's what they call men's cuts of jeans?
They call anything that's not skinny. There's like skinny.
Husky?
And there's a husky fit.
What are you, the fat kid from the Sandlot?
Literally. If you're a dumpy fit, that's me.
No one would put the word dumpy on their jean cut.
Don't swivel dumpy. Your head to that.
Dumpy with an elastic band around the ankles. Oh. Tyler's new favorite kind of denim.
I love
Speaking
it.
Of...
Go
Adam.
For it. Try it. Try it.
Let's talk about something else that's
blue.
Blue. And sometimes made me blue in the face.
Oh.
Your book.
Yay.
Is that how you got there?
I guess. I'm so ashamed of
I thought you could have just been like, let me have a drink of my water. And you know who also deserves
it.
A drink.
Yeah.
So, Mamrie,
like
you just
that.
Did that book thing.
I just did that damn book thing, y'all.
How'd it go?
It went really well.
You're a New York Times bestseller.
I am.
Fuck it.
I'm so fucking pumped.
Did you change your Twitter bio?
No, I need to. I'm not verified.
Same. That's why we're sitting on this side of the table, because somebody only verified people can sit on that side of the table.
It's weird to find out halfway through the episode. We're not even halfway. But because we only have guests that are verified. So.
Really?
It's been great to have you.
Okay, thank you so much.
The chair has wheels.
My parking so validated?
Just roll out.
Oh, we don't validate, babe.
Oh, my
just
God.
Wheel out. Wheel out.
Me and my
the lost
homie.
Ludacris songs. Yeah.
That's roll out.
I guess you could still roll.
Speaking
oh,
of-
my God. Can we tell you something that happened on tour recently?
Sure. I talked about mine for forever. I'd love to transition to yours.
I was rolling down a hill.
Oh, this is a good story.
In your husky jeans, you little chubs?
No, in a onesie. Come on. Let me show you the video. Explain what happened.
So there we were.
But don't tell the good part.
Underneath the venue, because you know how they all have these like under these alcoves and corridors, and you like
who is your tour manager?
We did a tour in a dungeon.
So anyways, there was this big ramp that you had to like walk down to get underneath the thing. And Tyler thought, wouldn't it be fun to roll down this hill in my onesie?
Okay, so push play and enjoy.
Holy smokes!
The good news is he concussed.
I was afraid. So basically, I rolled down the hill of the ramp, and I hit my head on a cement wall.
But like within 2 seconds. It's not like the rolling
no,
went out
he made
of control.
It half of a roll.
And you were just like, no, you went – you did 90 degrees of rolling.
So my question is, have you ever had a concussion?
During tour.
No and no. I've never had a concussion.
Have you ever broken a bone?
I broke my arm when I was 2 months old.
Is that in the book?
That sounds like a horrible
isn't that
what
terrible?
What were you up to?
Oh, what wasn't I up to? It was the club scene. No, my...
S Club 7?
You were one of the original members of S Club 7. At
I
2
wish.
Months old, you broke your
I
arm.
I loved that
You got
show.
Ejected.
I was being carried by my mom, and my brother was playing G.I. Joe's on the floor, and she was holding me, and she tripped over his toys, and I, like, flew through the air and slammed against a wall.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So the wall won.
Yeah. The wall won.
Which
arm?
Which
zero.
Arm was it?
My right one.
Do you have trouble with it?
No, but I noticed that I tuck in my thumb a lot.
Oh, my God. What a freak.
So,
no thumbs up for you.
So I'm surprised that that arm-breaking story and this now thumbs up story, neither of them made it into the book.
No, I mean, there's not much you can really, you know, stretch
expand
out
that.
When you're 2 months old.
Oh,
know?
Well, get ready for my book.
Oh, really?
It's,
we're going straight from
–
they put
year,
the
– It's
put,
only a year as me being two.
Oh,
he recalls his first memory of them cutting the umbilical cord.
You know, when I was little, my sister tried to convince me that she remembered them putting the name bracelet on
oh
her.
Oh, my God. What an
born.
Idiot. I hate your sister. Can we call her so I can tell her we hate her?
She's since fessed up she was lying.
Oh, okay.
But she held true to that story.
She was like, it scratched my wrist.
She's like, it was kind of tight.
I was like,
and ever since I had a phobia of tight wrist braids.
She can't go to bars or clubs
she
or
refuses
concerts.
To wear the wristband
no,
at a
she's
concert.
Never been to Six Flags.
So you didn't talk about the thumb. You didn't talk about the broken arm. What
no.
do you talk about in your book?
I mainly talk about college and my 20s in New York. There's a couple throwbacks to childhood, but
I read the whole thing
more.
Already.
You did? Did
I
you like
finished
it?
Finished it last night.
Thank you.
I laughed. I cried. I appreciated.
Appreciated.
the asterisk like mention of Katy Perry. I mean,
yes.
all all good stuff in my
book. Thank you. Thank you so
much. Not in my
book,
in your book.
Yeah, back off.
I'm still working on it. Don't hate me.
I don't hate you.
Tyler needs me to read it to him.
Now, is there an Audible version?
Not yet. Okay. I'm working on it.
Sure, yes.
I'm working on it. Well, are you going to do Audible, your book, of course.
Yeah.
Is that going to come out before your actual book?
Yeah, exclusive.
It's always going to be advertising on Audible.
Yeah.
I might have you pop in for just one word.
Okay. I have one quote in the book?
Yeah, it's one word.
What did I say? Woot woot?
Yeah, just one woot.
Oh, one woot. Yeah. Jesus. Cool. Can I get two tries at it?
Nope.
Woot.
We're on a budget. Woot. We're on a budget.
All right.
So, you did a book.
Yeah.
Are you going to do another?
Ooh. That's so quick.
I know.
Well, bitch, I want the exclusive.
Well, okay. I want to do another. I don't think my next one, because I plan on having multiple. I don't think my next one is going to be the same format.
Got it.
Because, motherfucker.
You ran out of drinks to make.
No, I don't. No, it's more like
you just
there's crazy
the stories.
For
now,
and I still
have a
handful.
Lot of life to live.
But yeah, but now I find myself wanting to have crazy things happen to me
now,
so I can have new chapters.
An interesting thing about
that's why we invited you to this.
Uh oh.
You can write about
pants
this.
You
can write about this.
Pants me and punch me?
We would, but you're stretched and I'm not going to make
it. I don't
it
wear
easy.
Skinny pants for one day and I get pants.
One thing that I have found about you and what I have read so far in the book is that you live your best life and I feel like you live in a way so that you can document it later on. I feel like you live, especially with your birthday party. That's one of the things where I was like, she's living to write.
Yeah. You know what? If that's the inspiration to have fun is pure vanity, let's do it. Let's do it, y'all. Okay. I did it all for the Insta.
Now, one thing that makes me think that you don't live to write
is the fact
that you wouldn't get married to me in Vegas this year.
Listen.
I'm still furious.
Okay. Tyler, that is a big deal.
Wow.
I don't want to get married in general.
Yeah.
That's the second book.
Period?
That's the title of the second book.
I don't want to get married in general. That whole sentence.
Exactly.
Well, as somebody who does not respect the, what's it called? The
process.
The sanctity of marriage.
Yeah.
I hate everything about it. I was just ready to get it done and just let us
live happily ever after.
I thought it was going to, because we went to Vegas for Hey USA, and I was like, Mamrie, do you not want a clickable title?
That time I got married in Vegas.
Us getting married? You didn't want that
for views? I mean, I did if it was going to be on my personal channel. But this was a show I was doing.
Nailed it.
You could have taken her last name because that's what YouTube needs
Tyler
is another Hart.
Hart.
Yes, I know, right?
Are you related to Hannah Hart?
Wow.
Who's your favorite YouTuber dog besides your own?
Oh, my gosh. That's huge.
Well,
who else has some?
Everyone. Except
but
for
like
Tyler.
Super cute.
Zoe
ones.
Does.
Oh,
Hannah
Zoe's
does.
Pug is really cute. Ollie's really cute. Goose is cute but crazy. You know what? I'm gonna give it to Zoe.
Wow.
That little pug is cute.
Would you give it a little hug?
I'd give that pug a tiny hug.
If you could make one YouTuber,
and then he'd never walk, so I'd have to give him a little tug.
Oh, I
and
this
a
game.
Little snug.
What if the dog turned out to be a thug?
Oh my!
Would you
God.
Put it under a rug?
No, because it'd shoot me.
Oh, my God.
Well, that
if
doesn't,
it was a thug.
That doesn't rhyme with thug, so
if
you
that
lost
dog,
this game.
Not all poems rhyme, Corey.
A poem. What's your favorite type of poem?
One that doesn't exist.
Oh.
Not a big poetry girl.
Oh.
No, I'd say it'd probably be a limerick with some dirty words.
Oh.
A limerick with a riddle wrapped in bacon. My favorite kind of poem.
Did you just interview Epic Mealtime?
Yeah.
No, Corey just likes bacon. Do you like bacon? You're a vegan.
I'm a vegan.
What a fucking
that
idiot.
That was a dumb
Excuse
question.
Excuse you.
I'm talking about me for
yes.
asking that question.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm really talking about me.
No, how dare you?
I have a demon.
Oh,
God, this demon story.
Sorry.
I have a serious question about the book as someone who's read it. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm very curious about the peanuts in the Coke.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I like want one.
Literally what?
Do it. Okay, it's like a super southern thing.
Is this a chapter? A whole chapter?
No. It's the recipe that goes with a chapter,
but
I have a recipe for every chapter,
so it
coincides. So it's a super, super southern thing to take an old school, glass bottle Coke and take salted peanuts and pour them in there. And then your Coke becomes like salty and sweet. And then when you get to the end, you just have these like sweet peanuts.
And you know what I like with my sweets is salt, for sure.
1,000,000%. Put a little sea salt on top of a chocolate chip cookie. Mm. And you got yourself a good time.
I want to go to the movies and have Coke with peanuts. But I'm like, how do I smuggle this in?
It's really good.
I want to try it.
Yeah, try
it. Our next collab.
Let's do it.
We did
my favorite
a couple of collabs, but anytime anybody asks me what my favorite collaboration is, I always say Edward 40 Hands.
It is.
It's iconic.
Yes.
I will
exactly.
say there's nothing that I'll ever do that'll amount to that.
It
Same
was
with
so
you.
Much fun.
You'll never
I
do better than that.
You guys I peaked. Should... That's my second book. I'll never do better than that.
That's
my
not a
life
book
with
title.
Tyler Oakley.
That's not a bad book title.
You should just grow a third arm and then you could do like Edward
120
hands? 60
hands.
Oh my God.
No, there are 40 ounces in each hand, so it'd be 120.
But it would still be
so
Edward 40
Edward
hands?
Hands
because it's...
It technically is Edward 80 hands,
wow.
I guess.
Yeah.
Now, the hard-hitting issues
your own
on Psycho
wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in bacon.
Now, with Mamrie in the studio, we got the drinks covered, but I need a snack. And the best snack possible is Nature Box. Now, Nature Box loves the podcast as much as you guys do, so they're giving you guys a little hookup, and they make this episode completely free, so we got to give them some love. They have over 100 flavors to choose from, like mini Belgian waffles, strawberry lemonade fruit stars, sweet and salty nut medleys. Honestly, they got everything you could ever want to snack on. I love Nature Box. I eat it all the time. I take it on my flights. When I'm traveling, it's perfect on-the-go snacks, and they make it healthy. Plus, you pick what you want online. They send it right to your front door. It's kind of the best thing ever. Now, if you want a deal, if you use naturebox.com/besties, you're going to get a free trial of NatureBox sent right to your front door. I mean, it's the best way to get into it. And once you try it the first time, you will not stop using it. Again, naturebox.com/besties. We love them. Go give them some love. Who's your favorite celebrity?
Oh.
Besides Dolly Parton.
No, that's who I was going to say.
I know.
I think there's different...
we talk a lot about celebrities here.
There's different categories. There's favorite hot mess.
Let's
like,
hear it.
Like the ones to watch versus
favorite
the ones
hot
you
mess.
Actually...
Favorite hot mess. Because you identify as such.
Oh.
I'm identifying you as identifying as
you
such.
You can't identify me. Who's cool these days?
Okay, Grandma. Who's your least favorite celebrity? This is much easier.
Oh, wow.
Who do you hate?
You know who?
I hate Kanye West.
Really?
We hate
him.
His Antichrist daughter, Northwest.
How do you
know what? I was just listening to the Bath Bombs and Chemtrails episode.
Wow.
And with the Nori.
Who knew?
That they call her Nori.
Yeah. How do you feel about chemtrails?
I don't get it. I mean, I'm not a huge Kylie fan either, but I just assume, you know what? She's young.
Are you in the Illuminati?
No, I wish.
That's
I've
exactly
applied
what they would
several
say.
Times.
Is Beans in the Illuminati?
TBD.
Tyler asked me 8 times when I told
Tyler
him you
butt
were...
Tyler TBD?
When you were coming to this episode, Tyler asked me 8 times, is she going to bring Beans? Do you think she's going to bring Beans?
Have you met Beans?
I've never met Beans.
You need to meet Beans, but you're not a dog
Beans
fan.
Beans is blowing me... You just made me cut off at a very bad spot in that sentence. I gasped at the wrong time. Beans is not blowing me, but Beans is blowing me off. Is what I meant to say.
Beans is not blowing up. Beans loves you. For
Beans
those of you who don't
me
know,
back on Instagram.
You're out of your mind.
I think Beans is out of his mind.
Beans follows me, but then again, I'm not verified either. So
wait,
maybe
is Beans
that's
a guy
why.
Or a girl?
Beans is a girl.
I always misgender.
The
I'm
Z.
So sorry.
It's okay. She doesn't. She's fine with
she's
it.
Not
she's
too
very
fussed.
Progressive.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. I am very sorry.
But Beans loved the shirt that you sent her.
Ah, yes. As she should.
Tyler sent her a Team Internet shirt, and it blew my brain.
Only for the promo.
Because it was
only
blue?
For the promo.
Yeah, totally.
It was ill.
She got it the day she passed 100K on Insta.
Oh, my God. What a way to slay
really?
A brain.
No, I made that up, oh, guys. Oh.
Now, your dog has...
filled with lies.
Your dog has more Instagram followers than Corey. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah. This is a tough subject for a lot of people. If you could stick your tongue... If we get a couple of those lower teeth yanked, I think...
Of Corey's?
Of Corey's. So the tongue slides
oh,
out.
I said, I'm like,
does Beans have more followers than I do on Instagram?
Beans has like
150,000
or 60,000.
How many do you have, Corey?
God, I'm at like 137.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
You're
it's
coming
a race.
On think this do you is... guys, should you do a collab picture?
I think I'm going to need her now, subs.
Beans did a collab with who?
Marnie the dog.
Did it do well?
It did extremely well. Mm-hmm. It was all over the, you know, people picking it up, the fat Jewish, the BuzzFeeds.
Everyone.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Now, is Marnie the dog more or less annoying than Marnie on Girls?
Oh, good.
Hard-hitting question.
You know, I would say Marnie the dog is more like, what's her face with the weird hair on girls?
I was going to say her real name, but I can't know how to pronounce.
Okay, let's keep talking about this because Tyler's doesn't
know what's happening.
How dare you? He was like, oh no, my throat's a little raspy. I've lost my voice. What am I going to do for this memory episode? And I was like, you're going to sit in the corner and clap as her and I are funny.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Hi. Welcome to the Mamrie and Corey episode.
Welcome
back. What's your ship name?
Camry.
Oh.
Camry.
That's kind of pretty.
Ooh, a Camry. No,
or you
want to
be Maury. Mamrie.
Mamrie, did you know that you are a huge part of the tour, our summer party tour?
You know what? I don't know what's happening, but occasionally I get tweets and things like this that are like, how do you feel about you Beans murdering Joey Graceffa?
Wait, so you,
stuff like that. Like, I have no context
for
this.
That was literally the most recent one.
Really?
Was Beans murdered Joey Graceffa.
Is it like a Mad Libs?
Yeah, so we do a fan fiction at the tour where we create a fan fiction with the audience. The one narrative that stays the same no matter where we are is that you are a murderer.
I'm so glad that you guys thought of
you.
You're possessed by Beans.
But when does Beans become a murderer?
Beans has always been.
You really need to
meet
Beans.
I guess I have it out for Beans.
Isn't Beans a rescue?
I mean, yes.
Oh my God.
You're never going to know when he became a murderer.
Speaking of rescue dogs.
Yeah.
Do you remember the rescue dog?
Beatrice.
I don't know what
you
either
don't know
of
the
you are
story.
Talking
there was
about.
One night
what? Tell the story.
Tyler and I, before, you know, getting Beans, I would be on Pet Finder constantly looking at dogs. And there was one night where Tyler and I were drinking. I think some other folks were there, Hannah and Grace and all them.
Yeah.
And we found this dog named Beatrice. God bless her soul. It was ugliest dog. She looked like she was half pig, half rabbit.
It's on Pet Finder?
Yeah, Beatrice.
Well,
I'm sure
she's
I
not
have...
still there now.
Beatrice is still there.
3 years later, she still hasn't been adopted.
I hope not.
I did.
She deserves all the happiness.
I did a dramatic.
That's not Beatrice. No. That's not Beatrice.
Pig rabbit.
I did a dramatic reading of the Beatrice Pet Finder description, and it was very like, meet Beatrice.
That's you being dramatic.
Beatrice needs your love.
Oh, she's but, dead.
I thought you were about to say she's dead.
No.
I can't believe Beatrice is dead. No.
We don't keep in touch. I never reached out to Beatrice.
Pen pals.
Oh, well, I guess one thing that you're an advocate of then is not just veganism, but also adopting dogs.
Adopt, don't shop.
Wow.
It's a quote in the book.
What a message.
It is. Are you ever going to get a dog?
I need it. I'm a dog person. I would rather.
But what's your ideal breed or
a big, huge black lab?
Oh, you want like something to snuggle with?
I want to have plastic on my couches so that it doesn't get hair everywhere.
You can have plastic couches without the dog.
Just get one of those blow up couches from Delia's.
I already got one, babe.
Oh yeah,
we come to the tour.
We decided.
We don't have any on the tour.
We decided Tyler was going to get four dogs and name them Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, and Tony.
Because so I can have an EGOT.
Only chance of ever getting an EGOT.
Because Whoopi's got an EGOT.
Does Whoopi have an EGOT?
Yeah, have you met Whoopi?
No, I have not been on The View.
Grace and Hannah did a collab with Whoopi.
I saw.
They left you out. How do you feel?
I wasn't there.
Why do you hate them?
Who? EGOT?
All of Grace and
all
Hannah
of
and
Tyler's
Whoopi.
Four dogs.
Grace and Hannah are my best friends.
So I guess my our
don't
next
try to start a feud. Don't you dare chop this up in editing.
Exclusive celebrity feud. Mamrie Hart versus Whoopi.
Oh, I'm in for that.
And Beatrice the dog, apparently.
I think that's the next A team. Next crime fighting
team.
What's A team? Oh, you're so young.
He's a baby.
Thank you.
It was Mr. T's cartoon and, you know.
Gang.
Best
celebrity I've ever met.
Like, if you could brag about just one.
Oh, no.
Earlier, Tyler was bragging about having met Ty Burrell.
I was not. Corey brought it up, and I casually said, I met him at the White House.
Wait. I was just thinking Ty Pennington.
Who's Ty Pennington? That's your number one?
No, I thought that's who you were bragging about. Yeah.
Million-dollar
training
home.
Spaces.
Home improvements.
We were just talking about home improvement. How do you feel about Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Are you kidding me? I bring him up casually in conversation every day.
He was so hot.
He was so hot. And, I mean, He could still hit it. He grew up nice.
How
but
tall is
he's
he?
He's short. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, okay. Okay.
Daddy's
okay.
working with 5'2".
Daddy will work.
Really?
With
I'm on a That's short?
I have no idea. I'm guessing.
Did you guys see the movie he was in with Chevy Chase, Man of the House?
No.
Is that the one where
you're not a true JGT
that's
fan.
That's the one where it's like
JGT?
JTT.
He's 5'5", and so am I. We can share stretch denim.
Break out the husky. So. I love JTT. I had a shrine to him. I used to – my dad lived in L.A., and I would, like, imagine me walking down the street and running into him and what I'd say. I was obsessed.
Would you say I loved you in Lion King or I loved you in Home Improvement?
I did watch way too much Lion King.
Or I loved you in Man of the House.
No, I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? Do I know you?
Why do you look so familiar? You want to go back to my place and see my shrine?
It's my dad. Yeah, exactly. I've got a lot of taped episodes of Home Improvement that I just fast forward to your parts on.
Really?
Remember when he left for college or something?
It was so stupid.
I think Brad went to college.
Who's Brad?
Brad did not go to college.
You know Brad didn't go to college.
Brad was not the brightest.
Did Mark went goth the last few episodes?
Mark, oh my God.
Mark was definitely the younger child who was over being on the show.
Now, did you ever go goth?
I never went goth.
Did you ever have a phase of any sort?
Yeah, I did like hippy dippy phase.
I thought you
were a
juggalo.
Where I would wear bras and I wore a lot of long.
You were never a juggalo?
A juggalo?
Remember when we were going to do our collab that was how to be a juggalo?
Now the insane clown posse, those are what juggalo are?
Yeah.
Yes. And when I was flying back from Australia like a year ago and going through customs and it was 5 a.m. and I was tired as hell.
There was not a juggalo there.
No, I was like, oh, those guys look so familiar. I stared at them long enough that I went.
And cute.
I think that's the Insane Clown Posse.
Were
without
they in
makeup.
Make,
and
no.
I Googled them. It was the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, my God. Also,
that's
how
an
did
eye
you
for
know?
Celebrity yeah. sighting.
Your favorite celeb spotting. There
the
we
ICP.
Have it.
The ICP.
People don't even know what the ICP is.
Insane Clown Posse acronym.
I wonder if they're verified on Twitter.
Look it up. Oh, this is going to hurt.
Do each of the clowns in the posse have, like, a name?
Yeah. Look it up. Well, we should figure out what our juggalo name is. There's got to be a formula.
They're verified. Corey, find a quiz to find our juggalo name. They're verified on Twitter. They're just ICP. What a great
How
handle.
Many followers do they have?
132,000.
Well, eat shit.
Yeah. Now I did
You
find...
don't want that enemy. Trust me.
Oh, that's true.
That's my biggest celebrity feud I've ever had.
With juggalos?
Me versus juggalos.
Just like the community?
Yeah, they hate me.
Why?
No, I'm
what did
that
you
never
say?
Happened.
Oh man,
that,
I was really excited
that
about this
That is my
feud.
Biggest fear. That's why we didn't do that collab because I was like, "Do you think that the posse is gonna come for us?"
I think we should still do the collab.
Okay, it's coming.
Yes, me and you as juggalos.
It has to happen.
That would crush.
It has to happen.
You guys, I did find a juggalo juggalette name generator.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
You do juggalette. I'll do juggalo.
You obviously.
But there's also a juggaho. So
that's you. That's you.
So you're
Wait,
the real.
But the people at home even know what the Insane Clown Posse is. Can you describe them in a sentence?
Juggalo. It's kind
They're
of.
They're an insane clown posse. What do you mean?
You just made me choke.
Their name is the description. You're welcome.
Literally no subtitle needed.
No, so we're going to find out your real juggalo.
They're like a
name.
Mix of rock, rap, you know, but they paint themselves in black and white
paint.
Clown paint.
Yeah, it's very alarming.
And they like, you know,
you'll see
do
them
a lot of
you see them at
drugs.
Like, county fairs.
Yes, there are county fair crew.
The Jackson County Fair for sure.
Yeah,
had
a hundo.
Is that Michigan?
Yeah.
I feel like Michigan is like the juggalo capital.
Yeah, well,
we once had Sinbad at the county fair.
In juggalo face?
And
juggalo
Destiny's
face.
Child
why,
before.
Why would you ever do blackface when you could do juggalo face?
Truly.
Truly.
I just I don't
no
know.
Idea.
Not offensive.
Are you ready for your juggalette name,
yes.
Tyler?
Also, do you think like the Insane Clown Pot, they should get a sponsor of makeup wipes.
Girl, I want
that
watched,
is an industry that's not being tapped.
When I was getting ready for our Juggalo makeup collab, I watched a tutorial. And
I want to shoot this tomorrow.
We're doing it.
Okay.
Corey, what's my Juggalo?
I'm like, we can drink like Mad Dog 2020 and like all the
Oh my God, I thought
stuff.
You were talking about the Big Dog, our radio station host
back
in Michigan.
Back to Jackson, Michigan.
Oh. The Big Dog.
Was he a juggalo?
Jamie McKibben.
No, he was a big dog.
He was
Clifford?
He was a husky.
He was a husky named Beatrice.
Yep, Clifford. Clifford hosted
like
the
Clifford?
Radio station.
All right.
Top 40.
Tyler, your real juggalette name is Cotton Candy, spelled with two Ks. That should have been mine, apparently.
Cotton Candy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. Mamrie,
I'm excited.
Kind of.
Mamrie, so you're the down-ass juggalo?
I'm a down-ass juggalo.
And I'm the jug-a-ho.
Yes, okay. I'm definitely the down-ass juggalo.
So your down-ass juggalo name is Sugar Bear.
No!
Wait,
we do. That's
that
from
a
Honey
pedophile
Boo?
On Honey Boo Boo?
No, it's not the pedophile. It was the very good father, but can I get a new?
Oh, my God.
Can I get a redo?
I don't make the rules.
All right, then I want to be a juggalo because I'm not trying to be a cast member from the now-canceled TLC hit Honey Boo Boo.
My juggalo name is... Ha ha, you fell for it, you fucking ass clown. Do the world a favor and kill yourself, you moron.
That is not what came up.
Yeah. That is 1,000,000% what came up.
What the fuck?
I guess I'm a jug-a-ho.
You fell for it.
Well, the good news is I have the longest name in history.
You are going to have quite the name
tag. Typing that out.
It's never
going to fit on your Michigan ID.
Right,
it's a vertical license. So I can go to Canada with ease.
Oh,
I bet
no.
That's available on Gmail, though. You can get your real name on Gmail.
That'll work. Mm-hmm. That'll work. Well, I'm just so glad we know our juggalo names.
Me too. I feel good going forward.
I mean, honestly, that can be your new pen name.
Classic.
For
Sugar Bear.
Your second book.
Oh, my pseudonym?
Yeah, your pseudonym.
Pen name.
Pen name. Isn't it called a pen name?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Don't drag me.
I'm not dragging you. I'm just dropping bigger words.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mame, I gave you one more juggalo name since you didn't want
to
be
it's longer than
Sugar
yours.
Bear.
Okay.
It's shorter than mine.
Okay.
It's Magical Nadine.
Magical Nadine? That sounds like a kindergarten teacher.
That's beautiful.
Well, you don't
Did
pick
she drive the
clown,
magic school bus?
You Would you fuck Miss Frizzle?
Wow. You know what?
I'm just looking for a headline for this episode.
I mean,
Mamrie fucks Miss Frizzle.
Live on air.
I think I'm kind of Frizzle-esque, right?
You should be here for Halloween.
For Frizzle.
So obviously I'd fuck her.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Like looking in an animated mirror.
And I guess Beans is kind of like that iguana.
What there
iguana?
There's a clear age drop-off
Perhaps
on when you watch
chameleon.
Magic School Bus. I love that you did an evil layer hand.
Perhaps it was a chameleon. I tap my fingers together.
Well,
Corey.
Oh my God, how cute would it be if Beans was in Juggalo Face, by the way?
Oh my God, I only want to meet Beans in Juggalo Face.
Okay,
Beans
perfect.
Is a little more kiss face with the tongue hanging out.
Oh, so.
And
true.
The good news is you only have to still buy black and white face makeup.
I wonder if anyone has shown up to a Juggalo convention in kiss makeup
or
and been ridiculed
versa.
Very hard.
On accident.
Or do you think they've ever done a collab?
They should totally put out
one hundo.
A song together.
Yeah. I would respond to that if you texted me that with the 100 emoji with the lines underneath.
Thank you. And I just still do the merengue lady because that's all I do.
What did you call me? Merengue. What?
She called you Magical Nadine.
Ah! Rude. Mamrie, where can people find you?
They can find me on my YouTube show, You Deserve a Drink, and Mametown across all social platforms.
Wow.
And where can they get the book? Everywhere?
Every damn where. Oh, you know where they can get it? On the bestseller show. I'm coming for you, American Sniper.
I don't know what that is.
That's
a American
book?
Sniper? I can't understand your accent.
Or you're going to shoot his book.
No.
But also, the website for your book is what?
It's whydadbook.com.
There you go.
Yes.
If you want to order it, easy to go to, whydadbook.com. Mamrie Shart, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for never saying my real name on this show.
Marmee
Thanks for
Shart.
The anonymity.
Marmee Shart.
Excuse me, it's pronounced Magical Nadine.
Yes.
Got it. Now
Thanks
it.
For having me.
The Insane Clown Posse Life. Doesn't choose you, you choose it. Or it chooses you.
Choosy moms choose the insane clown posse life.
I think that's what I meant to say.
Corey, where can people find you?
I'm online.
Cool. Where can people find me?
I'm in line at the grocery store.
For your book?
Yes.
Yeah. Is your book at Target?
Oh, I don't know. Good.
Let's go after this and look.
Okay.
If you guys find it, send us a picture. With the hashtag Marmee.
Nope.
Nadine.
Magical Nadine.
Magical Nadine. Hashtag Magical Nadine.
Got it.
Cool.
Love it.
Also, if you like the podcast, you might just love my new book. It's called Binge. Now that you're done listening to this episode, go to tyleroakleybook.com and pre-order it today. We would love it if you did. I would love you so much. It's got a whole bunch of good stuff, stories that I've never told, whether in the podcast or in videos. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of stuff about YouTubers and YouTube life and my life. And, yeah, I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to love it. I poured my heart and soul into it. into it. If you want to go get it, it's tyleroakleybook.com. It comes out in October, but you can pre-order it today so you can get it the very day it comes out. It'll be at your front door. That's all. Subscribe to the podcast. Good luck with your life.
Now we can roll out like Ludacris. So everyone, roll. Push your chair away from the table.
I have so much
luggage. Don't get hung in your headphone cord.
Bye, me.
Bye, guys.
She's literally rolling out. Cool. Good luck with your life.